Hello there, we're Jason and Tony, and this is
In Case You Missed It.
A little podcast that gives you some things that maybe you didn't listen all show. Maybe you missed them.
Well, shame on you for missing them the first time.
But thank you for listening now.
Okay, go ahead, thank them then.
One of the first things that we got to get to is about the naked RSO. And it was a story about this girl getting naked in the bathroom, but it turned out, me and Tony talking about that one kid that pulled their pants all the way down to pee. There was a school resource officer, and they've been fired. She filmed a nude video of herself inside the elementary school bathroom during her shift.
What?
The woman had removed her badge, uniform, and gun.
Just decided to send a naughty selfie?
When she went into the bathroom to make the video for her husband.
Oh, my God. Well, at least it was for her husband.
Yeah. I mean, at least. I mean, at least it wasn't, you know.
Yeah. Wasn't like her Facebook status.
It was for us. Okay. All right. She's not too freaky. The video went unearthed or was unearthed during an investigation into a personal incident between the woman and her husband.
Do you imagine walking the halls at school after all the students just got done watching a naughty video of you?
She was on her lunch break and had locked the bathroom door.
Whenever we was little.
I mean, she took every precaution to not get caught.
When we was little, there was a kid that pulled his pants all the way down to the ground when he peed. His name was Daniel.
No, don't say his name.
His name?
No, don't say his name.
And, man, that was the weirdest kid.
I had an all-the-way-down kid in my class, too.
Because the teacher took all the boys to the potty at once.
Right, yeah, and
there was
weird
Daniel with his pants on the floor. Oh, man, that was odd. Yeah. Nobody look over there.
No, you never looked at pants down, kid.
It was strange.
Yeah, I remember somebody saying something to him. Be like, hey, man.
Dude, do you pee at home like that?
You don't pull your pants all the way down to do that.
Yeah, what's wrong with y'all?
It was quite the education in the bathroom in first grade.
I wonder if they're still around. Like, his gaming made it worse? Are there more pants all the way down peeing kids?
What are the stats on that?
I want to know those numbers.
If a robber gets robbed, does that cancel out the first robbing?
I think so.
We think so, too. I'm not sure how the laws need to work on this. We're going to work through it, though.
All right.
This William Kelly fella, he called 911 Sunday morning when his red 1992 Chevy pickup truck was stolen out of a parking lot.
It's a nice truck.
Well,
the early 90s.
That's nice. That's the box. I mean, that's that's a sweet truck.
We were in high school then.
I mean, I drive a 95.
Just because you're still cool.
Because that's how cool I am. Anyway, the cops were investigating, and they realized old William Kelly, he wasn't an innocent fella himself. Turns out his truck had been stolen while William was across the street robbing a business.
Oh, my God.
So he got robbed while he was robbing. Does that count if you get robbed while you're robbing? Does that negate your robbing? Because now you're out something, too.
Right. It cancels it out.
It falls on the person who robbed from you then. Now, if somebody were to steal that truck from the guy who stole the truck, then all of that would fall on that guy then, right?
Well, yes.
I think that's how that needs to work.
Yeah, the officer should see that. This guy just got stole from. It's like a peeping Tom going to an ugly person's window. It's like, officer, this don't count.
Yeah, look.
You can't arrest me for that.
Today we learned some strange facts about the movies, and we learned who Tony's favorite actress was. Don't know why BuzzFeed put out this list, but Tony, I know you're going to be amazed by it.
Oh, okay. Amaze me, Jason, and BuzzFeed.
These are completely random TV and movie facts. I know you're going to be amazed by these because I know you hadn't read them yet.
All right, let's have them.
The boots Michael Keaton wore in Batman were actually just Nikes. They were just Nike sneakers.
Really?
Yeah.
Thought he had like big old combat looking boots.
Yeah, but they were just really Nikes. Yeah.
Wow.
After I Love Lucy, the two people who played the Mertzes, uh-huh. Ethel and Fred,
yeah.
They were offered a spinoff called The Mertzes. But Vivian, the lady who played Ethel, said no because she hated Fred in real life.
Wow, didn't know. Yeah. Hey, I knew Aunt B and Andy didn't get along.
Oh, really?
On the Griffith Show.
I don't want to know that.
Yeah, right.
I don't want to know that.
Makes you feel
they
different.
They love each other. They're family. Shut up.
All right, listen,
the
boy.
Producers of the X-Files
uh-huh.
wanted Pamela Anderson to play Scully. That would not have been good.
Why? Pamela Anderson?
Well, she's not what you would say a great actress.
Pam Anderson? She is one of the most awesomest actresses ever. Did you not ever see that movie Bob Wire?
No, I didn't.
It didn't get her an Oscar, but it should have. I think Pam Anderson's a great actress.
In
that boating movie? Shoot, she's a Baywatch?
Yeah.
By golly, she was Baywatch.
Trampoline commercials?
Yes. Those aren't easy. Do you think it's just about bouncing? It ain't. Oh, hush.
We had bad jokes for you today. We were picking and...
grinning.
Well, howdy there.
Hi.
I'm picking.
Yep, and I'm a grinning.
Hey, Tony.
Yeah?
When you're in California, make sure your mechanic uses a state flag to check your oil.
Why?
Well, that way you'll get a super Cali flagger dipstick expert diagnosis.
Jason,
mm-hmm.
What's smarter than a talking parrot?
I have no idea.
A spelling bee.
Tony, I had to go to the doctor with hearing problems.
You did?
Yeah, he said, can you describe the symptoms? I said, Homer's a fat dude and Marge has blue hair.
Okay, so how do you make a waterbed more bouncy?
Well, I don't know.
You add spring water, silly.
Tony had a new word of the day for you today.
Hope you like it.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's Word of the Day.
Wall whiffing. Wall whiffing is when you walk through the Walmarts and ask total strangers to smell your finger. Wall whiffing.
That's Tony's Word of the Day.
This is the best country lyric never written.
It's in a key.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
You hold me perfectly and everywhere, like the waistband of my underwear.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony.
And we'll leave you as always with today's
Real Good.
Man, this is too cool. 99-year-old Catherine Kyle. Catherine lives in Pittsburgh, and she has been a Pittsburgh Pirates fan her entire life.
Well, 99 years, that's a long one.
They haven't won a World Series in 40 years, and they've only made the playoffs a handful of times since, so the Pirates suck. I understand.
It's testy being a Pirates fan.
For her birthday, her family took her to her very first game that she's ever been to. For her 99th birthday.
And been a fan her
got
whole
to go.
Life.
Yeah. She used to watch a lot on TV with her late husband, but apparently she'd never been to a game at PNC Park or Three River Stadium or Forbes Field. They've been through three different fields that they've played on in her fandom.
99 years.
She went on Saturday with 16 family members, including her kids, grandkids, and great-grandkids.
Yeah, I bet that was a hoot.
Before the game, she said the part she was looking forward to the most was singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game for the seventh inning stretch.
Oh.
The Pirates, they hadn't been good this year either, and they're last in their division right now. But while Catherine was there something happened, and they crushed the Reds 14-0.
So. Because she was there, I'll bet you.
They need to give her free tickets forever for as long as she wants to go. That is too cool. I love that story. Catherine, Kyle, and your family and the Pittsburgh Pirates, y'all are
real good.
Well, that wraps it up for today. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. Be sure to subscribe and share it at will. Anytime you want to tell somebody about this podcast, we sure would appreciate it. This has been
In Case You Missed It.